And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games we like for the
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Sunday.
Holy shit.
You guys look very, very dressed up. Is there something going on? Is there a Super Bowl pod to be had here?
Yes,
you look like $1 million in real money. You waited to the very last episode to clean up. I'm talking to Justin. Yeah.
Yes, I knew
Stripped
that was
the sweatshirt.
I could have bet that next chip that was coming. No, it's funny because we are celebrating. Can you believe this one is here?
Okay, you know that scene in Dances with Wolves when she goes off behind a tree and she just quietly pushes her baby out on her own?
Yeah,
it's gonna be me.
I think at this point, T, it's up to you to just find a lonely slot machine in the Circa Sportsbook and just quietly...
Yeah, sneak around the corner.
Hang a left, just pop it out, because the fact that you're here is ridiculous. Why are you still here?
Obligations. The passion of the game. I mean, if I just go like this for a minute...
and you hear, yeah.
At this point, I'm even 3 centimeters dilated, okay?
No, you know what's you know what's so funny is that, like, play hurt. I'm not, like, you're playing hurt right now.
Am I going to have to cut off a toe?
No, yes. Because he doesn't,
in order
because
for
that's different. That's different. I'm saying right now, you're fine. I mean, I don't know what she's feeling like, guys. I'm not going to sit here and say she's fine. All right, you're fine. But, like, she's...
I'm good.
She's here. She's good. But it's like she's playing
Shocking.
Hurt because she's not full speed, right? She's not... But she's here and she's ready to dominate. And that's why we're dressed up, because we're celebrating she's here. You and I had a long talk early in this year when we were getting ready to do this pod. And you were like, dude, congratulations. But shit, I don't know what we're... You know? And I said, dude... That's my girl. She's going to pull it through. Should we do this? Should we do that? We just every week. That's all. I mean, here we are.
I feel like
amazing.
I feel like T is much like the Bengals. You're like, you're happy she got to the wild card. And then you're kind of surprised that she got to the divisional, the conference championship. You're like, what? You're still here? And now she's in the Super Bowl.
But the only difference is she can't lose.
Well,
she can't lose.
We can't lose.
No.
Like we won. We won the Super Bowl.
You're playing with the house's money.
Thank you.
I think we all just need to be proud we did a full season.
And we're going to do 20 more.
I would also like to say that on last week's pod, we had so many winning picks. But here's a quick story. It starts out very sad and then it ends happy. I was in my house last weekend and our bets were doing good, but I had nothing to drink. And I couldn't go to the store. I couldn't get any beer. I couldn't afford any vodka.
Why?
But I remembered.
Why couldn't you afford any vodka?
But then I remembered. I put my last $10.
Oh, God.
On T's Rosé Parlay.
And I like that brand.
And thanks to T, who told me to take the Rams money line to Cincinnati plus the points, winner,
chicken
rosé dinner.
Yes, way fucking rosé.
Suddenly, my $10 had a profit of $21. I got $31 back on my ticket, free bottle, plus $7 back in my pocket.
You're welcome.
Is that a sad story that ended up happy?
That's a happy Sunday right there.
That was a very tragic story.
That's a happy Sunday. You had me nervous there. Vodka's cheap.
Yay.
Vodka's cheap.
Yeah.
Have you had a glass of your rosé yet?
I have not, but I will say that free rosé tastes way better than the rosé you have to pay
Hells
for.
Yeah. Guzzle it.
Congratulations. You hit your parlay last week. We hit all kinds of bets last week. I know we have some fun ones to talk about for the Super Bowl, but before we do, there's a ton of football news, bombshells everywhere. I don't know where you guys want to start in, but first of all, I felt like the Washington football team, they changed their name. They had to get away from that Redskins, that bad racist stuff. But I just felt like the Washington pacifists, if that's what they're going to settle on, that I feel like that's too calm. I feel like they need a better name than the Washington vegetarians. What? No.
The comments. No. Yeah, I don't know.
I felt like they went.
It doesn't matter what they called themselves. No one was going to be happy. Let's just be real.
Right, right, right.
Whatever they said, Jason, were you going to go? There's not a name that you haven't heard.
Right.
That you weren't going to go, whatever, because they're the Redskins. Let's call it what it is. They're the fucking Washington Redskins.
They're not.
Were you ever going to say, that's dope?
I like the Washington football team. I didn't have a problem with that. You hated that.
I hated that.
What?
Because I tried to initialize it like Washington football team, and I always went,
it's always
WTF. I always flipped them like I was dyslexic. Like W.
That's funny.
Like, stop.
So what is the name?
It's Commanders. Do you like Commanders?
Commanders in Chief.
But it's not Commanders in Chief.
The Commander in Chief. The Commander in Chief.
It was either the Commanders or the Washington Social Justice Warriors. They weren't sure. No? Is this thing on? No? Nobody?
The Washington Social Justice Warriors.
It was either that or the Washington non-binaries.
What about like the Hoyas? What about grabbing something from another sport or another?
Kind of like their hogs. That was on the table. That's not a joke.
The Bulldogs, anything.
Like, or how they used to call them the hogs, and the fans would have like the noses. And
I think somebody copywrote that. And I think that was like my thing. I was like, they're for sure going to be the hogs when they couldn't decide with the WFT or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But like,
why couldn't it have been an animal?
Like college teams are like the Razorbacks. The Bulldogs.
They're all animals.
Like the Tigers. And I know we have the Lions already, but I'm just saying, like, why couldn't they be like the Bulldogs?
Like
the Georgetown Bulldog. Like, you know what I mean? That's what
I don't mind the Commanders. I like it better than Washington football team.
Of course.
Okay.
But no one was going to be happy with whatever name they chose. Let's call that.
Yeah.
Trust me. Also, no one's going to go, wow.
When the Rams went to LA, they came out with a new logo and everybody was like, man, like that logo.
But then they kind of seasoned up the uniforms and now it's kind of
sick. Fine. It'll be fine.
Correct.
All right. People get over it.
Yeah.
I thought about this today though, and I'm going to say this last thing that I can't wait to say for the first time next year. Give me the Commanders. Lock it up.
Commanders.
Isn't that weird?
I'm going to be like, wait, the who? Yes, that's right.
Give me the Commanders. Lock it up.
It doesn't sound horrible.
No.
Coming out of your mouth. I can buy that.
Not bad.
Anything else you guys want to go over before we get into it? We know baby on the way. Very exciting. Any day now. How are you feeling, T? What's the update? Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Still in effect? Empty box that I took out today.
CTC
Alabaster
all the
curtains.
Time.
What do we got going there in that house?
I took out an empty box. She had a doctor's appointment this morning. I took out an empty box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch because, God love her, she doesn't put it in the trash because it's a box. So she puts it in front of the trash, which tells me it's empty. So next time you're downstairs, maybe toss that.
Take it out.
So I grabbed it to give her a hug and say goodbye. She went to the doctor and I said, babe, really? Another box? You know what she said to me? It's not a family size. It's not a family size box.
You're just ratting me out right now. Wow.
Like, because it was a small box.
My deep, dark secrets.
She goes, it's not family size.
It wasn't family size this time.
What are you, a narc?
Bro, do you know how many boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? And I'm not getting paid for this. Damn it.
Maybe CTC should sponsor us.
Yeah, like, dude, she goes, it's not family size, homeboy.
Relax.
Chill.
That's hilarious.
Slow your roll.
Do you have the little cup size for the road, like when in your car or anything? Like, get a little CTC roadie going?
No, but maybe I will.
Is that a genius idea?
We are going to Target later, so maybe I'm going to have to pick up some road dogs.
Okay.
Road dog CTCs.
Okay. I got to say, we're really promoting people that we're not getting paid to promote.
Right.
So let's just start saying Schmarget.
Yeah.
And saying Sminiman Boast. Done.
Yes.
And that rosé was just generic rosé. There was nothing on that.
There was no way.
There was your writing on the label.
There was no label that you gave. Stop it.
But I feel good. It's going to happen any time now.
That's so great. You guys are super ready.
If you're looking for a refreshing beer, try Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's delicious.
Truman Show. Anyways, but wait, are we gonna discuss?
Yeah, two things.
All right, go.
I know where she's going.
Let's
Yesterday.
Hear it.
Tom Brady retires. Mm-hmm. Yay. Today, NFL gets sued.
By?
Next week, Super Bowl. What the F just happened after two of the greatest weeks of football? Then the GOAT retires to say, I don't want to, you know, step on toes. I want to get this out because I don't want to hear my name in the media. Let's just enjoy the Super Bowl. And then today, which, God bless him, Brian Flores comes out with this lawsuit and Super Bowl's next Sunday. What the F?
Wait, I was not around. What happened today? Nutshell.
Brian Flores filed a class action lawsuit against the NFL for discrimination against black coaches. And quite frankly, he's got a pretty strong case.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite frankly, he's not full of shit.
And
I mean, yeah, I guess.
There, like, I think 10 years ago, there were 8 black head coaches, mm-hmm. and now there's 1.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this year there was 3.
And what really pissed him
off?
2
got fired.
Head coaches?
Yep.
Okay.
He was supposed to go interview for the New York Giants job, which he really wanted. And there's something called the Rooney Rule, which means you have to interview at least 1 black head coach before you make your decision. Mm-hmm. And then Bill Belichick texted.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Explain to her that Belichick, that he used to be a Patriots coordinator.
Yeah, so he was Belichick's assistant on the Patriots, and he was texting with Belichick, like, what are you hearing? And Belichick said, I'm hearing that the Giants really want you, that you're the guy for the job.
Congratulations on landing the job.
That's the word on the street. Like, it's already locked up. And he's like, well, that's interesting because I haven't interviewed yet. And Belichick's like,
oh, I did hear that.
And Belichick's like, oh, shit, I thought this was Brian Daboll, not Brian Flores. Brian Daboll's white.
And he got hired.
Oops.
So I think the point of all of it is,
wow,
he's probably got a good point. Now, what is also coming out in his lawsuit is he said his owner of the Miami Dolphins offered to pay him $100,000 for every game that he purposely lost. Because the more you lose in the NFL, the higher your draft pick is. Like, if you're the crappiest team, you get a shot at the number one draft. So at that point in the season, the owner goes, well, we're not doing that well, so just lose on purpose and we'll get a high draft pick. And for every game that you lose, I'll give you $100,000. And because Brian Flores is so prideful and loves the game so much, he said no. And he thinks that's why he got fired. But the point is, that's called game fixing. That's why Pete Rose, you can't do that. Like, there's been sports scandals throughout history, Chicago Black Sox.
The biggest thing to take from this is that I don't want to step aside from the fact that this guy is correct and this guy is right. He's got text messages, timelines. The NFL is fucked. I mean, it's not going to end their life, but this
is... They got a problem, yeah.
Settle, figure it out, because this is bad news quick. With that being said, it happens embarking on the Super Bowl that's in a week when they've never had higher ratings. They've never been bigger. They've never been better. And what I love about Brian Flores is he didn't file this for him.
No.
He filed a class action lawsuit.
Right.
Which basically invites anybody, black or white, doesn't matter, that may have heard something, saw something, did something, texted something, emailed something, took some money. Come on. These people are not going to make the same mistake they made when Kaepernick and all his stuff, and everyone kind of kept their mouth shut because they didn't want to lose their jobs. This is a different culture. People are going to speak up. And the elephant in the room, or the elephant in the century, in the stadium, whatever you want to call it, but it's bigger than big. And I applaud the guy. I don't know if this makes him blackballed from the league, like Kaepernick kind of, you know, all that stuff, or if it makes him a candidate for someone to say, no, I want you because of that, because I like your integrity. Mm-hmm. I like your style, but not
that's
a week
like filing
before the Super
a claim
Bowl.
With HR. You know, I don't know if it ever turns out well.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag, but I think good for him for having the guts. Yeah. I think they pushed him to the point, because I think if another team had given him a fair shot, at least interviewed him in a, you know, ethical way, he wouldn't be this pissed off. Because you know, he would have had a fair shake, but it doesn't seem like he did get a fair shake.
Right.
And it also,
and then there were 8 jobs open this year. Okay. And then Sean Payton said, I'm done. So call it 8.5, 9. And
5 of them have already been
filled. 5 of them have been hired and are all white. And all the GMs that have been hired have been white.
Except for the Chicago Bears, I think.
Yeah, correct, correct. Sorry about that.
Percentage of, I'd be interested to see what the percentage of
players?
No, white coaches versus black coaches.
In the NBA?
No, applying for these jobs.
Oh.
Like, is it a higher percentage of the other?
No, it's not a math game.
Invited.
Yeah.
You get invited.
The league is 71% black players and only one black head coach, whereas the NBA, I think, is 80% black players. They have 14 black head coaches.
And most are ex-players.
Much more equitable. And the NFL runs around with those signs on the back of the players' helmets, like resist and George Floyd and
equality,
stop racism. Unity.
Yeah, stop racism.
But they're not practicing what they're preaching. So they the point is, bombshell revelations today to me.
Sheesh.
The racial thing, but also an
owner.
Let's
talk about, like, let's not be insensitive, but let's talk about how this can affect the gambling game. We do a football pod. I apologize in advance if this upsets anybody, but like, this affects gambling. And it could affect gambling, knowing that. With money on the line and sponsorships on the line or whatever you want to call it.
You can never.
People are throwing games.
You can never do
that's
it.
That's cheating. That's
why. Yeah. It's why Pete Rose is
frowned upon.
That's why Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame. He bet on his own team, the Reds. But that at least you're not trying to, you know, miss a ground ball or you're not trying to strike out on purpose.
He bet them to win, though.
If you're a Miami Dolphins fan or a gambler and you have money on a Miami Dolphins game and maybe a guy misses a pass, maybe a kicker doesn't quite hit the field goal, maybe he hits the uprights, maybe, you know, you never know. But if once you go down that rabbit hole, the whole league's dirty.
But how many games did I lose if I'm a Cleveland Browns fan when Hugh Jackson was a coach? Yeah. How many games did I lose my money on? And I'm not saying me because I didn't bet on the Browns that much when Hugh Jackson was coaching. I'm saying, say it's a you know, Ohio guy or somebody. How many times did they lose money? And now they can say, did I lose money because they threw the fucking game?
Yeah, no, it's
like that
so
dude
bad.
Went like 1-31-1 or something. Like it was like in 3 years or it was like dumb. His record was like he won one game or something.
Yeah,
like
out of
really
two
bad.
Seasons.
And he said in some little tweet today or something like, yeah, was it worth it? He's like, the money wasn't no joke that they were throwing at me. Now he's the head coach of Grambling.
So I'll say on behalf of this pod and every other pod that really loves football and loves betting on football.
This is bad.
They better clean up their fucking act. And I'm sorry, that's the first F-bomb today of mine. They better clean up their act because they're really playing with fire.
Right.
And they've got a racial problem and a gambling problem and a corruption problem on their hands. And as Justin said, we're supposed to be happy and celebrating the Super Bowl and the retirement of one of the greats of all time, but we're focusing on all the trash that's coming out of the NFL right now, and they better clean it up because it ain't good.
No. All I'm trying to say is that I'm having a kid, and I want my kid, for whatever it's worth, for all these things that Brian Flores, this takes a lot of courage, okay? This takes a lot of courage for him to do this. And it's he said that he's doing it for his family and for his children that are going to come up in this world and for his ancestors before him, right? And I respect that. If he never coaches again, he doesn't give a fuck. And I use the word, he did it for a purpose. And so if that can clear the way for my child growing up in this world, and hopefully he or she doesn't deal with this crap, that's my wish. If I have a wish, that's my wish, and
for
I'll leave it at that.
For a better future for all.
That's it. I'll leave it at that.
A better tomorrow, and hopefully, even though it's super ugly today, hopefully the NFL uses this as a teaching tool to get back on track. Let's have some more equity in our hiring. Let's get out of the good old boys club.
Yes.
And let's for sure not be tanking games on purpose.
Right.
But what it does is now you have the betting public. They're not as confident that they get a fair shake when they go to the window. And that's even more systematically evil than the one guy who won money. It's that everybody's now hearing footsteps.
So when that guy at Red Rocks in his pajamas and in his flip-flops on Monday night, and he has his Miami Dolphin ticket in his hand, he says, I want my money back. I think they threw the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they threw the game, and I want my money back right now.
Or he doesn't bet at all, and he's not going to be the only one. Because you can't trust. It's not a clean system.
All right. Well, let's
hope for a better day.
Let's hope that we don't have to face any of that next year. They'll figure it out in the interim.
Heavy topics, but let's pivot. Let's get back in Super Bowl mode. We all love the Super Bowl. And there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Let's turn this into what we've turned it into all year, which is family, fun, and football. And let's have some takes, some predictions. But let's have some fun, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's have some fun.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
Give me the over. Give me the over. And give me the over.
48.5 is the total.
Lock it up.
You like the high-flying shootout.
I'm done.
I think this game is going under, and I'll tell you why. I think both teams are going to try to establish the run. And I think that Aaron Donald, unlike Chris Jones, is going to be in Joe Burrow's kitchen all day long. I think this game is going to be 24-17 Rams, or 27-19 even, to land on that 48 right there, or 46.
I just 48.5, by the way.
48.5. So
it's
what's
not 46.
Right. So 27-19 gets the under, right?
By half a point. And most people, if they're knowledgeable, buy that to 28 or to 48. I'm sorry. It would be a push.
All right. So we disagree. I think the pace of the game, because they have good cornerbacks, both teams have good cornerbacks and safeties. I just don't think it's going to be as easy to score. And I think they're going to try to run it. Both teams are going to try to run it. And I think the Rams are going to sack Joe Burrow a lot. So I'm going to push back. People love when we disagree. And I'm going to say, I'm going to bet against you and take the under.
Now that I said I'm going to lock it up, I did that because I knew where you were going. I felt it.
That was a setup.
So now I'm going to give my take, and it's going to be quick.
Here we go.
The Rams scored 3 points in the Super Bowl 4 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I had money on them. Don't remind me.
They scored 3 points. That's going to be of topic. Okay, that's going to be of topic in that locker room. That's going to be of topic with Sean Payton. That's number one. Number two, Aaron Donald, Floyd. Dude, these guys are not messing around.
Yep.
And if Tennessee Titans, who I'm not taking anything away from them because they had some front, they had a D4 that was front line, 9.5 plus sacks each. They got to him 9 times. KC got to him 6 times, whatever. Still, that's a lot. Joe Burrow on that last game got a little more squirrely and got magician-y and got out of the trouble, which he stood there like a fucking Statue of Liberty.
Runs, yeah.
But he stood there like a Statue of Liberty in the Tennessee game and just got clobbered. Aaron Donald. Dude, don't get me started. That's one. Two, I think that Ramsey's going to be on Chase. Two things are going to happen. Burrow's going to throw that slant. Ramsey's going to bite. Touchdown. Or Jamar's going to get by him. Touchdown. It's not going to be nip and tuck with those two. Something's going to give between one of them. Yeah, they might try to run the ball a little bit. Well, when they can't run the ball, then what? Then you got to throw the ball. The Super Bowl is full of big plays, bro. Trick plays, big plays, onside kicks, all that stuff. This game is going to be a high-flying circus act. And for all the reasons that the Rams' defense is tough and that the Rams don't score a lot themselves, the Bengals do. The Bengals do find a way. to score 31 or score 34 or score 28. And they also find a way to give up 24 or 31 or 38. This game is a skyrocket over. I think they'll probably have 31 points in the first half.
Sheesh.
Skyrocket in flight. And if Aaron Donald gets to Burrow and there's a strip sack, touchdown. If there's a pick, touchdown. Fumble, touchdown. And Matt Stafford has not taken care of the football this year. He's thrown how many pick six? He led the league in interceptions. Over, over, fireworks, 4th of July, over, 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 lock it up.
Was that over?
He doesn't get to rebut to that because I let him go first.
I'm saying you're over sounds like a fun game.
You said the magic words.
Am I going
words.
Over? You am said, I going
you,
over?
You said
I think
lock,
so.
You said lock it up.
Skyrockets in flight.
Lock it up.
All right.
Okay, Jason, plain and simple. What is your first bet for the Super Bowl?
All right. Since I am now undefeated in my prop bets.
1-0. Hey, kudos. Yay.
Yay.
If you tuned into this pod last week, I told you to take Ja'Marr Chase anytime TD, and you would have cashed that had you listened to me. This
Even
week,
money.
I am going to tell you, and here's my favorite bet of the whole Super Bowl. Aaron Donald will be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Wow. 20-1.
He is 1,600. 20-1, even down. Better. Even
no, it
better.
Went down. Then Fine. It went down. You're saying 1,600. It went down from 20-1.
I am calling wow. my shot. 99 is going to get to Burrow. He's going to change the game. They don't often give it to a defensive player, but when they do, it's going to be Aaron Donald. Plus 1,600. It's a fun bet. You put $10 on that, you get 160 back. You put $100, you get 1,600 back.
It's a lot of rosé.
That is my first pick to click. Jay, what do you think?
I think I was thinking about that because that's interesting. Defensive. So this goes to a quarterback, and I heard an interesting stat the other day. Like Matt Stafford to win the MVP is the favorite, right? It's like 110 or whatever. And Joe Burrow's plus 230 or whatever. Because that's them telling you the Rams are going to win and Cincinnati's going to lose.
Right.
So instead of laying, if you want to go Rams money line, you're going to lay 200. I mean, by the time it's all said and done, you're going to lay 2-1.
Yep.
So if you think the Rams are going to win, just bet Matt Stafford at minus 110 for a chunk of money because the quarterback gets the MVP.
Almost every time.
Almost every time. But when they don't, they don't. And I could think of three or four, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they beat the Raiders, Jackson won the MVP, Von Miller won the MVP when Denver beat Carolina, when Peyton Manning was there. So like Von Miller is standing right next to Aaron Donald. Interessante, Von Miller is plus 5,000-1.
Hey.
Floyd 6,500-1.
Wow. You never know.
If you want to go money balls out defense, do your Aaron Donald. I like it. Do a Von Miller. Sniff a Von Miller and sniff a Floyd because guess
sprinkle,
what?
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle, lemon twinkle. And I'll tell like you what it. Else. My pick, which is not a quarterback pick, is Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
Just because the year that guy's had.
Yep.
All the touchdowns and yards and this and that. If this guy goes for 222, they're not going to give it to Stafford because they know Kupp's not going to get the MVP when maybe he should have. So they'll give it to him here.
Wow.
I like Cooper Kupp. And I also.
You like his over 102 yards?
Nope. I don't care about that. I've circled two things. Cooper Kupp will score at least one touchdown minus 160 because that he's a fave there. So fuck that. Don't bet that. Cooper Kupp to score two or more touchdowns plus 300. I like your prop. I'll probably bet your prop because we, props, that's fun, right?
Sure.
My prop would be Cooper Kupp, two touchdowns.
What's
plus 300?
What's his odds of MVP? What'd you say?
I have it right here. Give me 1 second. His odds of MVP are 5-1.
Oh, wow.
Joe Burrow's 9-5, and Matt Stafford's now. Even
money
because it's a quarterback award. But dude,
it is
when they do give it to the defensive guy, they give it to the defensive guy. So if they double up Aaron Donald and Von Miller has five sacks, strip sack, pluck tip of the air for a sick pick six. Von Miller's the MVP for 5,000 to one. If you want to go that route, that's fucking fun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fun. So I like it. Okay. Either way, you can't lose.
So the first bet that we're going with is you guys want to do MVPs?
Take Aaron Donald to win MVP of the Super Bowl plus 1,600 and lock it up.
All right. Jester, what's your second bet for the big game? You kind of already talked about what your one and two are, but what's another bet that you want to talk about?
I want to talk about, will there be a two-point conversion is big.
Mm.
The bet that I like is, will the last play of the game be a kneel down?
Oh, that's so boring.
No, it's not at all. It's not
I don't
at all.
Want
when,
that.
When you cash the ticket.
Victory formation.
It's not boring. Victory formation. You know, we're up 35-17.
They're just like, can't wait to
Matt
get on
Stafford,
the field
whoever
to celebrate.
No, no, it's not about that. It's like you're running the clock. You take a knee.
No.
I think this is going to be. Listen to me.
I think you're getting vetoed.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care. She has. She, you know what?
Her you pick, can bet it, but I
your
bet
pick
no.
is next. Your pick is next, and then you can go, my love. So just let me finish here.
Can I see this?
The odds of there being a kneel, the no, is
are
plus
good.
Is plus like 360. The yes, I'm sorry, the yes is like higher. If the losing team has the ball at the end of the game and they're shuffling and grinding and they're trying to get that last little thing, then there won't be a kneel down.
No.
If the team that's winning happens to have the ball in a blowout, there will be a kneel down. If anyone thinks this is going to be a close game and you need to get to the field goal up, winner, oh, there's no kneel down. And that's big chips. That's as big chips as your defensive player of the year.
What is it, 16 to 1?
It's plus 300.
Okay. So last play of the game, kneel down, yes, is plus 300.
Okay. Right. Will there be a no? I'm saying no. Yes is minus 260.
Oh, you're looking for something close. You don't think they're going to kneel down.
Correct.
Good.
Okay.
So instead of sitting here going, the Rams are going to win by three, they're going to win by four. Oh,
okay.
They
all
covered
right.
or they backdoored or they won half a point, whatever. If you think it's going to be close, you bet the no plus money and just root. Who cares who wins?
Yeah.
Don't sit there and go, I'm fucked. Cincinnati's down by 20. All you got to root for at the end of the game, which is a different kind of prop. It gives you like that last to the last drop.
Which is how every game's been going anyway, right?
Right. So let's go. Come on, go, go. Oh, kneel. Touchdown, field goal. Ah! Or miss field goal. Ah! Whatever it is.
You hit it.
Now, if the Rams are up by 30
They'll kneel down.
They have the football, then they're going to kneel.
Yeah.
But if Cincinnati's down by 30 and they have the football, the Rams are getting a prevent and they'll just start tossing it up and start messing around and like, who cares? And maybe, you know, interception, and then the game's over. So that's a fun prop for me. That's a fun prop for me.
All right.
I like your defensive MVP thing. You took that, you know, like, you know, you got that before I got that in. So
lock
I got to go
kid.
Different. I'm going to go with no kneel down, last play of the game, plus 300. Sprinkle, lemon twinkle, guys. Come on, lock it up.
All right, Jason, toss it over to you. Do you have another one for us?
I have another one, and I seem to sense that we are in prop mode, so I'm going to throw out another prop. Because
people love Super Bowl props, guys.
Super Bowl props are fun.
Yeah, they
are. Are we going to tell someone, bet the Rams and they're going to do that, or bet the Bengals and they're going to do that? But
they don't need us for that.
Nobody cares. They've already made their decision.
Let's not get it twisted. The Rams are going to win this game, though, right? We're all on the same page here.
We're on the same bench. Yes.
Okay. Good.
We're not playing in the game. We're not on the team.
I'm rooting for the Rams. I think they will win this game, even though I love Joe Burrow. Respect. I think it's the end of the line. I do think Aaron Donald's going to be a monster.
But I did say last week, get that kid a little sniff of the championship.
Yeah. Dude.
Burrow's, he's got ice in his veins.
They're 7-0 in their last seven games ATS, and they've all been underdog road wins. I mean, the kid is just out of his head. All right. This is a prop bet that I love and guaranteed Justin hates.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Do we do this because Justin hates it?
Here we go. This is a spicy disagreement. Good for the show. Good for the content.
The national anthem.
My prop bet.
Heads or tails.
Purple Gatorade. No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Joe Burrow. Joe Cool. Joey Byrne. Joey Covers. Under 276.5 yards passing, and here's why. On the surface, you think it's Jamar Chase, it's air it out, it's 31 points, fine. But when you drill down on the numbers, he's passed for 250 yards or less two out of the three games of his postseason. And the Rams have held their opponent's quarterback to 250 yards or less in two of their three passing yards. So I do think he's going to hand off to Mixon a bunch. And I do think, like you said, he's going to be hitting those slants and over the middles. And the reason I don't think he's going to have a gazillion yards passing is because I don't think he's going to have time. I just think that defense is going to be on his ass. I think
That's a smart handicap.
I think he's going to have to get it out really fast and hope for those yards after the catch, like you said, from Jamar Chase. I don't think that he's going to be able to just sit back and let it air out. So I like Joe Burrow under 276.5 yards passing. Jay, what do you think?
I don't care.
Well, that's honest.
I think that what Joe Burrow needs to do is Jamar's got to shake loose. And if they double up Jamar, they got Higgins. Azuma's going to play, by the way, okay, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like Higby's going to go, which kind of sucks.
I love backup that kid. Guy. What is Braxton? What's his name?
Kendall Blanton.
Blanton. Oh, my yeah. God. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, 80, but I think,
86, right?
83. I think that Boyd, you know, like Boyd didn't even play. I don't even think Boyd played the last game, but like T. Higgins and like
yep.
maybe a little Azuma.
Yep.
If Ramsey's over here and like, you know, you got all the little DBs and all the little, maybe go in the middle. It'll stay in the middle. That's how Joe Burrow can buy himself some time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they're behind in this football game, that he will go over that total. I think that if the Rams keep him in the football game, like they let Jimmy fucking Garoppolo remain in that game, then the Rams are just the fucking Rams. And if they win the Super Bowl, good for them. There's no points for blowouts.
Right.
But like maybe make it look easy, maybe make it look good. And if it doesn't look easy and it doesn't look good and the Bengals are behind, Burrow's going to be throwing the rock quite a bit. And he's going to be trying to hit some tight windows. And if he doesn't throw a pick, then he could get there. But I really don't have a take on that game, but I respect that because I do agree. And that's why we were getting into that defensive MVP thing, because I do agree he's going to be under a lot of pressure this week. Like he's got three cats coming at him that are going to just manhandle.
I think he's going to be on his back a lot. I just think that their offensive line is not going to protect Joe B.
But then again, what if today they just go, we got to protect our dude. Like what if today they have the best game of their life?
They can try.
And it's all out the window.
Like you said, the Rams front four fucking just like, they're going to get there, I think. I think they're going to have a hard time.
This is similar to me with like the Georgia-Alabama national championship when Alabama was hanging tough. And granted, they lost two of their big wide receivers and like they did what they did. And they were like in that game, if not winning that game at some point. And then Georgia just kind of imposed their will. And then at the end of the game, they made it look not so close.
Right.
I kind of feel like this is kind of that scenario. I think that at some point the Rams will impose their will. Mm-hmm. And I think that I do not see the Rams losing this football game.
Yeah, me
and either. But I like your takes. I like them. I mean, I don't hate them.
Well, let's lock it up.
Let's lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
Well, for the first time in weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, we did not hit our teaser last week. However, we hit almost every other single bet. We were on fire last week, but our teaser was not so.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
You said, can we tick Cincy up to 9.5 or whatever the fuck it was?
Right.
And I said, KC's going to win the game.
Yes.
put that on me. Like, they should have won the game. They're up 21-3, but still, had we have gone the dog route, we would have won our teaser. And so put that on me.
I appreciate that. With great power comes great responsibility. And it's hard to win our teasers every week, but we almost really do win these teasers every week.
Come on. So, and I was braggadocious about, can we ever lose a teaser? And so I lost
shake
that.
It up.
I lost it.
Let's redeem ourselves. It's okay to fall off the wagon once in a while. We're going to get right back on the winning train. Jay, what do you got for your first leg?
I got that over, man. And I know you don't like it, but like, I would love to take that down to 41 or four, whatever. What would it
it's
be?
It's going to look 42 like, and a half. Yep, 42 and a half.
I mean, that's seven touchdowns or six touchdowns, and a couple field goals. Absolutely. I think that's the case. I also think that, you know, as I mentioned last week, the kicker, remember I said about that McPherson kid was with cold as ice. He did his job again this week.
Yeah, he's great.
Matt Gay missed a field goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's usually money.
They would have covered the halftime line. They didn't because of that. So there's a lot of things to think about there. But if it comes down to the kicking game and it comes down to close, I think there's going to be a few field goals in this one because they do trust their kickers. 24-21 gets you over.
Yeah.
So I like that for my leg.
Okay. Awesome. I think there's a big middle to be had. It's at 4.5 now, the line.
So, like, take it up, and then you like the Rams low, but you like the Bengals high.
If you take
high.
The Bengals getting 10.5 points, that seems
through that number.
Pretty attractive. But I do think, I do believe in the Rams this time around, and I do think they're going to come to stomp them. And if you take it the other way, you get Rams plus 1.5 at home. So
and then they lose, and we have another KC in, on our hands.
Very true. So do you have like a theory? Because I would like to like plant our flag on one side or the other for the tease.
My only theory, which I said earlier in the pod, is that I think the Rams scoring 3 points in Sean McVay, the genius's first Super Bowl, which was embarrassing. You can blame it on Stafford. That was embarrassing. I think that it's very clear that they will not. I wish there was a prop. Will the Rams score a touchdown in this game? Because there was a prop last time and they didn't do it. And I don't even want to know those odds. So I think because of that, they mollywop. And that's also why I think it goes over. I think it's a shootout.
But there's a chance the Rams could blow them out is what you're saying.
Blow them the fuck out of the water.
All right, so let's go Rams plus 1.5. That's attractive.
I mean, if we're going Rams, why not, right, Jay? Like, we're not getting paid for this.
I totally agree. I'm rooting for the Rams.
Let's enjoy the game.
Let's enjoy the game. Let's go high scoring Rams over 42.5 to Rams plus 1.5. Lock it up, the teaser. As I told you, my very sad yet happy ending of a story with my free rosé that you provided anyone who tailed your picks. You are weeks away from enjoying the fruits of your own parlay picks. For now, we'll have a non-alcoholic rosé when you hit this parlay. Mm-hmm. For your first Super Bowl rosé parlay, what do you got?
Oh, boy. Okay. A lot of personal things, I guess, involved in my decision this week is I'm from Los Angeles. So I feel like I'm leaning towards that because of just my roots. The Rams are a better team over the Cincinnati Bengals, but the Bengals are the underdog and what's their rank over the year? They started, weren't they like the 24th team?
They were very
in like
bad.
The beginning of the season.
For the last couple of years, they've been very bad.
They were 50-1 to even be here. Yeah, total underdogs. You're exactly
total
right.
Underdogs.
Very bad team before Burrow got there.
And
you're
that
exactly
game
right.
last week, they made it happen. Like, I can just tell, and I know it has a lot to do with Joe Burrow, but I can tell that their passion is there. And I think it'd just be really cool to see them win. I don't know. Also, okay, so a little backstory for the people who aren't watching. They're listening. We did for our baby shower these gender prediction cards. Or like baby arrival time and days and time and if it's gonna be a boy or a girl. And Justin and I were looking through them the other day and we came across one that is from my brother-in-law, Matt.
Big Matt Mateo, my brother-in-law.
And he's very in tune with like every line of conscious and just is like, and funny and everything that he says. And he wrote, so there's baby, boy or girl, baby arrival time, baby arrival date, and then other predictions. And what he wrote was, I don't know if you can see it.
Bengals will win Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Damn. So
this was back in the beginning week of December.
Wow.
So at our shower, which you were there, everyone had this little card. And it's funny because I want to just read what he wrote.
No one was predicting the Bengals in December. That's insane.
We got these cool cards printed up, which I have to call the company tomorrow to get my money back. The card says, baby time arrival twice. Date, baby arrival time, other predictions. So he wrote, boy or girl? Girl. Baby arrival time, 13 February. Or date. Baby arrival time, 1333, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Baby arrival time. I said 1333 because he already said it. Other predictions. Bengals will win the Super Bowl.
And he, like I said, he
knows
sports. He doesn't like watch it on the regular, but we came across that the other day. We actually haven't even told him that.
But there's no way he bought a ticket for that, right?
He might.
You should
ask him because those odds were
funny.
Ridiculous. What a prediction.
So she showed me that the other day and I went,
wow.
Just solely based on that, I want them to win because that is.
And he said it was going to be a girl. So he's calling out the gender.
Guess we know what you're having.
right. If he's right, we're having a girl and it's going to be due on some. No, he's calling out the gender and the Bengals.
Swami, Matt. Swami.
So
that's a great
good job,
moment.
Matt, if
that's a family moment.
But okay, on actual like education and behind like knowing, I guess, I'm pretty sure the Rams are going to win. But what a good game if they like actually had some competition with the Bengals. And I think the Bengals
can
hang
game.
Tough.
I'm not saying it's not going to be a good game. Listen, every Super Bowl is going to be a good game.
Yeah.
When Carolina played and Seattle played, Pittsburgh, like they're always a good game. It's exciting. It's a showdown. But it's also a big game.
Yeah.
And I just think that there's going to be tricks. There's going to be fun. There's going to be fireworks. It's Los Angeles, California.
Let's go. You say the Rams. I'm going to say Cincinnati.
Woo! Contrarian.
But that's not your rosé parlay.
I'm going to mix it up.
Cincy with the points or on the money line? Cincy to win? Cincy to win outright?
Just outright.
Cincy to win outright. You get good odds for that. That's going to be like plus 170.
Mix it up. Why not? Last game of the season.
Cincy plus 170. What are you going to parlay it with? Purple Gatorade?
She can't parlay a prop.
How long
can't parlay a prop.
You got to go over or under, kid.
You think it's going to be high scoring or low scoring?
High scoring.
Okay, to the over. 48.5.
Justin's like, who are you?
Are you ready?
I think, the odds on the pod is 2-1 right now, so I'm pretty sure.
So I want to just say this last thing, and then let's wind up the final show of the year, guys. Hey. Great year. Jason, I want a winner. I don't care about numbers. I don't care about whatever. I want to know a winner and why. T, I want to know a winner and why. And I'll give my winner and why, and then we're out. Nobody cares, but for us, for each other.
Well, I gave my winner and why.
Okay. Jason,
my winner.
No more props. Your winner and why.
My winner is the Rams. It's partly for me because I have that futures ticket that I'm hoping to cash. I do think they're the better team, as you said, T.
It's
and
business.
I like the karma of your cousin, Mark, who's a big Rams fan. Let's do it for him. He's been an awesome listener and supporter of this show. So I feel like we're in it together. I feel like when I'm like rooting for the Rams on Sunday, I know he will be also. And I like those vibes. So I think the Rams will win, and I think that their defense is what's going to put them over. I just don't think Joe Burrow's offensive line can protect him. What do you think?
I agree on a lot of those notes. I also want to say...
No, you're a winner.
I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
I also agree on a lot of what you just said, and for the, you know, just to circle on that and to kind of like follow that, piggyback that, whatever. It's exciting for L.A., it's exciting for the city that we grew up in. Obviously, what else am I going to say? Business-wise, you never know, right? Point spreads, lines, this and that. I think the Rams are the better team, and I think that they're stacked, and I think that they sold their soul to make this happen right now, and they'll figure out the draft in the next 10 years because they gave up a lot.
Sure.
With the Odells and the Staffords and all that to, you know, the Von Millers to get there. But I think that this is a no-brainer for me. I think the Rams win this football game, and I think they win it in a very exciting fashion. I think they put on a show in L.A. because L.A. is all about entertainment, and that's why I like the over, and I think it's a show, and I'm excited about it. And go Rams. What can I say?
Love it.
Ready.
All right. I think that takes us to the recap. On tonight's FNL Super Bowl edition, Justin, you like the over 48.5. You also like the prop bet no kneel down on the last play plus 300. I like Aaron Donald to win MVP plus 1600. And I like Joe Burrow under 276.5 yards passing under. For our teaser, we are liking the over 42.5 to the Rams plus 1.5. And if you like to get drunk on free rosé like I do, T hit her rosé parlay last weekend. Now she's going to hit one for the Super Bowl, take Cincy on the money line plus 170, and tie it to the over 48.5.
Yep, that's it. And I guess for the last time, make sure you like and subscribe right below this video, please. Also go on our Twitter. We'll be updating things on the off season, saying hi, popping in, and our Instagram and Facebook, of course, at Friday Night Locks. Other than that, we're going to be working tough through the off season and coming back with more exciting things for next year. And maybe these two gentlemans plus me might come in and say hi every once in a while. So make sure to check this channel every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Next time we do the show, there'll be four of us.
Like three and a half.
Three and a half.
Little one.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Three. Yeah. Oh, two dads, a mom, and a baby.
Yeah. Like three dads, two moms, yep. Six kids.
But I had fun this year,
guys. Chuck Lorre production.
Yeah, literally. Martha Kaufman.
Yeah, it was a blast this season. I mean, shocking that you're still here, but you made it to Super Bowl. We love football. We love betting on football. We like talking about our family, our friends, football, fun. It's been a blast. Great season, guys.
Dude, if you can't have fun watching football and maybe having a little scratch on it, then you're missing the whole point.
Just don't bet your lives. Your
toe. Yeah, like have some excitement, and it doesn't have to. You don't have to be like, you know, vanilla, but at the same time, you can have fun, spice it up a little bit without losing the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, to you. This is to you too.
Oh, and thank you. Can I do a special thank you to Dave, our editor?
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. You were just a lifesaver. And
the MVP, besides Aaron Donald.
Dave, thanks for letting me always not look horrible when I cuss too much.
Without Dave, we would all be canceled.
Yes. But cheers.
But
guys.
I want to cheers to you too. Thank you guys for teaching me everything that we like. Just in this business adventure and whatever we're doing here is friends and family and talking about football every week. I'll be there anytime, anywhere. I won't miss a week. You want to talk football, put these on and talk on this thing. I'm in.
And baseball.
Beat the book. That's the most important point of all of this. Beat the goddamn book.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers to 2021/22, guys.
See you on the other side. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in. Good luck at the book.